Welcome to the Mill Spouse Coffee House Podcast.
Your podcast baristas, Leslie and Brittany, have a latte on their minds.
My kid gets in the dishwasher, that's the first thing she grabs is the knife. To, like, use all the help. All the help. Am I the only one that's weirded out by that situation?
Yeah.
I'm not going to ask.
You don't have to get dressed. You can do online hungover, y'all.
That's true. Yeah.
That's funny.
Here are your hosts, Leslie and Brittany.
Welcome to Mill Spouse Coffee House.
Hello, podcast. Everybody. We are...
It's the weekend, so we usually don't record on weekends, so we're getting crazy.
Oh, yes, yes, it is a crazy day, guys. Welcome to the podcast. We are so excited that you've joined us yet again for another episode. And before we get started, I just wanted to make sure that we share with you some exciting news. And
very exciting.
Yeah, just wanted to say that we are not affiliated with this at all, but we are helping to spread the word. So JS Casting, who is responsible for casting Food Network's Beat Bobby Flay and Food Network star, is now casting couples for a brand new military relationship docuseries. So it's set to air on a leading cable network. This show is looking to feature couples in long-distance military relationships. So if you want to share your story, if this is you and you want to share your story, you need to go to www.jscasting.com to apply. And it's important to note that all appearances in uniform or during duty hours will be cleared and coordinated in accordance with DOD instruction 5410.16, DOD assistance to non-government entertainment-oriented media productions. All service members appearing in the production will adhere to the standards of conduct. I don't even know how to pronounce this word, but we're just going to go with it. Delineated. There we go.
That sounds great.
In the current joint ethics regulation. So there we go.
Basically legal stuff, guys. It's legal stuff. They have to abide by it. We have to abide by it. Those are your disclaimers.
So there you go. And I will copy and paste that and put that in the notes so that we can make sure you know exactly what I said.
Yeah. But yeah, basically when people are on in uniform on TV, they cannot be the exact uniform. There has to be like some differentiation. And I think that's all that means.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, when you watch like TV shows or movies and you look at like their rank or something, it's never exactly correct because they can't put that on screen.
Oh, interesting.
Fun fact. Or so my husband says. Let's go with that.
Okay.
But yeah, I don't think it can be exactly the same.
Well, that makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah, because they don't want people like imposters and all that stuff.
Yeah. Very cool. Well, if that is you, go and apply. And it's jscasting.com.
That would be so exciting, guys. Like,
so there you go.
Get on TV.
Get on TV.
Give us a shout out.
Yes. There you go. No,
it's fine. You don't have to give us a shout out. No. But yeah, I mean, I feel like there are some listeners that be really, really down with that. Mm-hmm. So if you are interested, do it.
Do it. All right. And I think that's it. Oh, you know what? I do want to mention the Independent Wellness Summit real quick before we jump into our topic today, because they do it every year and we participate in it every year. And it used to be called the Military Spouse Wellness Summit, and they changed it because they opened it up to first responder families and military and first responder families, I think is who it's been opened up to. And so they now have changed the name to the Independent Wellness Summit.
Right. And this is really cool.
It is really cool. It's free. There's general admission. That's free. F-R-E-E, free.
Yes. And say that one.
Right. And so, and then there's also a paid version as well, where you get some, you get entered into some giveaways. There's a little bit more in-depth discussion. You get some swag items as well. And access, I believe, to all of the content for like a year or forever or something like that. So there are some perks to the purchase piece of it. But if you want to register, you need to go to the website, which I'm going to have to just post in the notes, because, yeah, I think it's independent.com. But if you use the all-access discount ticket code MILSOCOFFEE20, you will get a discount on your code, on your admission. So, yeah, so it looks like you get a pretty hefty discount, and then it changes after a specific date. So MILSOCOFFEE20, MILSOCOFFEE20, and independent, independent-dependent.org, I believe, is the website. I'm checking it real quick. It is.
Yeah, check it, because earlier you said .com.
It is. It's in-dependent.org. You can go there and you can register for the Wellness Summit. Again, general admission is completely free. And then if you want to do the All Access Pass, then there is a small fee, but it's really minimal, especially when you use our coupon code. So
yeah. And it's really, y'all, it's great. It's kind of like a get your life together.
Yeah, it is. It's a really great, lots of great resources, lots of great network, lots of just, it just makes you feel good and, you know, connect with other like-minded folks. So
yeah,
wonderful program.
It really is. So, all right.
Okay. Well, we've done that. So
sorry guys, it's a lot of stuff we had to tell you. And if we don't tell you at the beginning, we will forget.
Yes.
So we just got to get it knocked out.
So anyway, today's topic is, I've got friends of all ages, kind of going along with
I got friends of all ages.
There you go. Yes.
Yeah, that's great.
Yes. Instead of what is it? I got friends. Low places. Yes.
Hello, Brittany.
I know. I need more coffee, clearly.
I actually do too. I ran out of time. I didn't get any because I was on time today, guys.
Yeah,
because I didn't get my second cup of coffee.
Well, you can get one after this.
Yeah, I know. How in the world? What am I trying to say? Like, forego? You know how when you say forego, but like, forego does not a thing.
Forgot? No, it's not forgot.
Forwent my second cup of coffee. See, here's the problem right now.
Forgoed. I don't know.
I don't know how you say that.
I don't know either. So you did not have that second cup of coffee because you did not want to be late. So there we go. But I was thinking about this topic because I walk with a group 3 mornings a week, and I'm like the youngest of the group by like 10 years. And you are frozen right now. So I hope everybody can hear me. Can you hear me? There you are.
It's mine. It's my internet. It says your internet connection is unstable.
Okay. Well, I can hear you now.
Okay. You said you thought about this topic because...
Oh, yes. Because I walk with a group 3 mornings a week, and I am the youngest of the group. By about 10 years, I would say, is kind of the age difference, at least. Mm-hmm. And then there are some folks who are like 20 years older than I am and whatever. But I really have gotten to the point where I really value their friendship. And, you know, for a while, you get kind of stuck into, well, I want somebody to hang out with that's my age. And I feel like we kind of are along, you know, we get like that. But I've noticed over the years that especially since I've been a military spouse, a lot of my friends have been at least 10 years older than I am.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I'm in that boat. I've got some older friends too.
I think even the age difference with us, I think is 8 or 10 years, I believe.
True that.
So,
that is true.
I think
it's so common for us too, because, you know, the way that the like the rank structure doesn't go by age necessarily.
Yeah.
You know, so that happens a lot. There's people who are, or like in my case, y'all, we're Marine Corps. So I mean, wives who's Marine is like, I don't know, like our age, but the rank is completely different.
Yeah.
Like, no, and it doesn't, like you said, it just, or like I said, not you, I said this, it doesn't go by age.
Well, no, it doesn't. And then also too, I feel like when you're like in high school or when you're in college or even in elementary and middle school, you're with those friends because you're in the same grade or you're in the same class, you know, in college or whatever that looks like. And then as you get older, you have different experiences that maybe you meet friends in your daughter's preschool class and, you know, you're 27 and your daughter's friend's mom is 37,
right?
41. You know what I mean? So then you have that, your similarities change. Mm-hmm. As it's not no longer like we're in the same grade. It's we're in the same life place.
Yeah, exactly.
Life place. You guys know what I mean.
Chapter.
There you go. That's better than life place.
Place in life.
Place in life.
There we go.
But even still, like with my walking group, for example, I'm not in the same chapter as these ladies that I'm walking with, because the only similarity that we have is that we wanted to walk in the mornings and somebody put out like a thing on Nextdoor and was like, who wants to walk 3 miles every morning? Nice. And so I guess maybe the chapter that we're in together is that we want to exercise more.
Right. And be healthy. Yeah. Yeah. I'm looking for some of that. Maybe I should put a thing out. Because yeah. I just moved recently, and so I'm trying to get into having socialization.
I tell you what, Nextdoor, there's a lot of drama on Nextdoor, but that's how I found this group, is this lady posted something, was like, hey, who wants to walk in the mornings, you know? And so there was 8 of us, I think, that showed up.
Nice.
And yeah, and it's just great to talk to everybody in the morning, and it's just, you know, I've gotten really close with some of these ladies to the point where they're like crying, you know, over certain life events in the morning, because they feel like so comfortable. And
wow, it's that's
just
nice.
Yeah. So, you know, and you learn from them, because you learn from their experiences they've already had.
Yeah,
that they've already
love
experienced.
Having older friends.
Yeah. So, yeah. I highly recommend it. If you guys haven't experienced that, then I definitely recommend. Which you probably have, being a military spouse, I would imagine.
Mm-hmm. I know, it's just like a different. I think that we are more exposed to it than like the general population, because the general population kind of stays with that whole, your college, when you get out of college, you get the job and you're like around people that are kind of the same age. But since we move around so much, we don't get to stay there. And yeah, we just are surrounded by, in general, people of different ages.
Yeah.
And I think it's cool.
I think it's cool too. I'll tell you, the friends that I have that are younger than me too have taught me a lot about, I don't know, just like
how to be hip. So I'm just kidding.
Hip hop. I don't know, just like, I guess maybe all what the cool kids are doing or what the youngsters are doing, or I don't know. Makes me feel like I kind of know what's going on, I suppose.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Keeps you young.
Keeps me young.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't. Well, no, that's not true. I do have some that are younger, not like significantly younger, but definitely younger.
But then I have, it's weird, because then I have younger friends who are like a lot younger than I am, and they have kids that are older than my daughter.
Oh, right. Yes.
And
yes.
So I'm like, she's way more experienced at being a mom than I am. You know, mm-hmm. That's so weird. But
but then they can tell you all the things.
Yeah.
About that. Oh, about them kids.
I guess the point is that you can learn from, no matter how old you are, and now no matter how old your friends are, old and young and same age, I think you can learn a lot from them.
Yeah, I mean, you can learn. You should. You should not discount people because of their age.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, their circumstances. I can go on and on about that, which I won't. But, yeah, I mean, the people around you should be impacting your life in some way, shape, or form. And if they're not, you should probably cut them out.
Yep.
I mean, that's if they're like super negative, but it doesn't matter like how young or old. Don't discount somebody because they're a lot younger, because they can bring a lot to the table too.
Yeah. I think a lot of people do that, is they discount people because they're younger, and they assume mm-hmm. that they don't have a lot of life experience. And that was kind of happening to me in my walking group, because I look really young. Okay. And so they originally thought that I was like 25. And so when I told them, well, because I go in the mornings, my hair's up and I'm wearing a hat and like I'm wearing like yoga pants. You know what I mean? Like I'm not like, anyway.
Listen, I will take 25 all day.
But when I told them that I'll be 38 this year, they were like, floored. They couldn't believe it, because they go, we just thought you were really wise, like a young person who was really, really wise. And then I thought, and I'm like, well, why couldn't I have been a young person that, you know, was really wise? Like, why were you so surprised? I don't know. I just kind of was, made me think about it for a minute. Like, I guess I could have been.
Yeah.
But I took offense to it a little bit. I was, In a way. Mm-hmm. In a way. I took offense to it.
Well, because they said, oh, well, we thought you were wise. And now they're like, now that I know how old you are, then you're average. Like, yeah. It's pretty much what they said.
I'm like, please tell me I'm wise, because I am.
Right? I mean, I know they didn't mean it like that, but no, that's how it came out.
I know.
Oh, never mind. We're taking the wise card back. Never mind.
Now you're just normal.
Average intelligence. Like... Oh shoot, that's really funny.
Yeah, so that's kind of what made me think about all of that, is just the cool things that I'm learning just from being with them on a regular basis has been really neat. So
yeah, I love it. I need to get some friends of all ages.
Yeah, get some friends of all ages. You know, yeah,
I mean, you can design your circle, and then every aspect of life, like you get the older person, you get the mom that's got a lot of kids, or that's
yeah.
like where you want to be at. You get the person with the income goal that you want to be at, or the job that you want, which is for me going to likely be older than me. And
well,
then like the younger
great
aspect,
idea.
Yeah, you're designing your life, guys. Design it the way that you want it.
That's a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
Design your circle.
Yeah. Ooh, that could be the subtitle.
I'm writing it down.
Y'all, if you've been listening to us for a while, then you probably know that we just record, and most of the time our titles come about as we talk. We are not pre-planners for this. And that's, we just wing it, just because that's how our life goes, military life in general. Y'all, we're winging a lot of stuff.
Just wing
almost
it.
Everything.
Just wing it. That is our motto.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I mean, if you think about it that way, you can really just pick and choose like everything that you want to learn about, anything that you, any subject you want to grow on, pick the person that is your ideal, like that you would want to be.
Yeah.
And just in that aspect, like there's probably not a person that you love every single little thing about, because I don't know if that's possible, but if they, you know, have that lifestyle that you want, or they're doing that job, they're making that money, they're doing the exercise that you want, whatever it is.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
You know, and we were talking about that with our resolution or our goals, our New Year's goals episode, mm-hmm. the hashtag MilSpouse goals,
yeah.
About your friends really do make a difference and make an impact in your life. So, I see a trend with friends. Mm-hmm. This is the second episode that we've talked about with friends, but that really helps you as a person grow. You know, the people you hang out with really, really is extremely impactful and important.
It really is. Even if you like don't think it is, it is. Like,
yeah.
I've made, that's kind of like my thing, is to really pay attention to who I'm hanging out with. And the reasons why I'm hanging out with them.
You know
what I mean? Like, you know, your family you kind of just are with or whatever. But when you start to really think about it, it's like, are these, you know, obviously like you've got your sisters and your brothers and your mom and whoever that you always hang around with, who may not always be the most best influence on what you're trying to do. Because a lot of time, you guys, your family is going to be the people who are pushing the most resistance. Just because they've known you your whole life. If you're trying to do something new, they're like, oh, you're not like that. What? Why are you trying to do that?
Yeah.
It's just kind of a thing. I don't think it's very rarely is malicious. It's just facts. So you got to kind of get out. Find the other people.
Yeah, I love
that.
That
are doing your thing.
Mm-hmm. That's so true.
It's so true. Yes, ma'am.
And talking to those people who have been there, you know, who have done it or are doing it, mm-hmm. will help you get to where you want to be too.
Yeah, I know, like my past few years of entrepreneurship is just constant, like, I can't do it. Because everybody shows their highlight reel, right?
Yes.
Nobody shows you their struggles. Overnight successes, 99.9% of the time, are really not overnight successes.
No.
There's so many years of failure and struggles and BS that they had to do. It's just all you see is the, you know, the success,
the great stuff,
that thing that finally clicked, and here they are. But you don't see anything else,
and you know,
really easy to get caught up in that.
It really is, and you know, that's actually a great. I didn't mean to like jump in there, like I talk over you, but
okay.
I wanted to mention that it's that Esther, who was with the 90-day VA program, the virtual assistant internship program. That, I mean, she is so successful and she's so incredible. And, you know, she shows you every aspect of her life. And it, and she is, she sent out an email the other day that has like a background of the different years where she, you know, her income and what she, where she was and what it was this past year. And just seeing that progression is incredible. Yeah. And so, and, but again, like, she probably didn't have a lot of followers in those beginning years. You know what I mean? And yeah, she may have only been showing the fancy stuff and the really good stuff. And so all of a sudden now that she is where she is and she's so incredible, people are looking at it, but they are probably new followers or new friends or new fans or new students of her program and not really seeing that backstory. So that backstory is really important to learn from.
Yeah. And that, and we have that on that episode, the first episode of the season, correct?
I think so. Yeah. Yes. Yes. It is the first episode of this season where she talks about that. So, you know, that's what we're talking about there. And she is the perfect person to learn from. And virtual assistant internship is the season 3 sponsor for Mill Spouse Coffee House. So you really need to sign up for this program. It's 90dayva.com. And I think they're opening another session this month. I think.
I believe you're correct. It's soon. I know it's coming up.
Yeah.
Because the last class just closed.
Now, if she doesn't... Yeah, it's closing soon. Now, if there are other programs available, if there aren't, you know, other things that you can do in the meantime, and then when it opens up again, you'll get a notification that it has been open. So she's got some incredible resources for all kinds of things. But 90dayva.com is where you need to go to check all that out. And it is working from home, and it is working whenever you want.
Yeah, and the Facebook group is awesome. We're talking about surrounding yourself with people that are great. Do it, because there are people who have been VAs, like they maybe like just got out of that class, they just graduated. I don't know, do they do graduation?
I don't know.
But they just left the class, so they're just kind of in trying to get those jobs. And there's people that have been doing this for years who like have scaled their business to become an agency themselves. Like, you've got all experiences in that Facebook group. So if you are interested at working from home, definitely get in there.
Yeah. So that is
real work. Real work. From
real home work. And that is prime example of friends of all ages and experiences and learning from your friends. So I think that's super important to do.
Yeah.
So
I do too.
Well, that's all the time we had for today, guys.
That was a great, like, we nailed that ending. Wow.
I know. We're getting pretty good at this.
Yeah. You know what's really funny, though, is that I do. Like, I can sense when time is up because Brittany keeps the timer.
Yeah.
I don't. Brittany has a timer to keep us on track. Otherwise, it would get real.
Just listen to season 1 to see how off the rails we get and, like, how long the episodes get.
You know, and it's so funny, though, because, like, we have grown with all of you listeners as this has developed. We started this just kind of like, hey, let's just try it and see what happens. And, you know, we always say because of y'all, now we're in season 3. We've got some really exciting stuff already getting prepared for season 4. Yeah, so thank you. But you just have to do it. Talk about winging it, y'all. That is life. It's okay. You just have to start. Start where you are. You'll grow.
Yep. You can do it. You can do it. So, with that being said, guys, have a great day. Thanks again for listening, and thanks again for always being so awesome. We love you.
Awesome. That's from a movie. What is it?
Everything is awesome.
No, it's like, it's a 90s movie where she's like, so awesome. It's like Valley Girl talk.
Oh.
Clueless, maybe?
It might be Clueless. Probably Clueless. No. Yeah.
Someone out there knows what I'm saying.
Probably Clueless. So, all right, guys.
All right. Bye, y'all.
Bye.